This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Easter greetings, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with the latest news from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, last week's Saturday Arvo meeting was well attended, and there were lots of very interesting test gear on display for all to see and to be amazed at. And then, of course, last Sunday's technical lecture on the VK5 RHO repeater was very informative, and it was a history of the development of microphones and loudspeakers. The next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be at the Modbury West Community Hall next Friday, the 10th of April, when Grant of VK5GR will be giving us a briefing on the proposed changes to the amateur radio band plans and the Wireless Institute of Australia's submissions to the ACMA. So get to the hall at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And of course, once again, the Northeast Radio Club will be having a buy and sell, and it's going to be on Saturday the 18th of April. And this will be our second club event for April, and it will replace the meeting which was due to be held on Saturday the 25th of April, which is of course Anzac Day. Now, the venue will not be at the Modbury West Community Hall, as it's not available, but it will be at 144 Smart Road, St Agnes. Sellers will be able to set up at 10:30 a.m. and tables are $10 each. And buyers can enter at 11 a.m. and entrance is $5. There will be refreshments available, of course. Soft drinks are $2. Sausage sizzle for $2.50. And anyone who wishes to get a table should send an email to jags3@gmail.com, and then a table will be reserved for you. So there we are. That should be a good day, the annual buy and sell. Well, that's it for this time, and I'm getting back to the Easter eggs and hot cross buns, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, everyone. This is Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group, with this week's news and notes. First up, we wish to thank everyone who got involved with receiving the telemetry from the latest Project Horus high-altitude balloon flight over Adelaide last weekend. Horus B, which was flown last Sunday, reached an altitude of 23.8 kilometres. What was great to see was the over 34 stations taking part in receiving the balloon telemetry and relaying them back to us on the internet. It really helps with ensuring we have a robust redundant tracking feed, something we couldn't do without the support of amateur radio operators around the state. So, now that the new telemetry system is operational, the next flight we're planning will be a return to the bigger payloads, as we're going to be flying a balloon for a major scientific research organisation, potentially later in April or early May. Stay tuned for details. Next up, some news on the VK5RWN D-Star repeater. Over the past couple of months, the main D-Star system computer at VK5RWN has been upgraded and all of the software reinstalled and configured. This involved building a new computer with a different operating system and then installing the latest versions of the various software packages needed to run the gateway. While we've been able to keep most of the repeater functions going throughout the upgrade, it is true that we've faced a number of challenges. A huge shout-out must be given to Charlie, VK5VC, and Darren, VK5ADL, for their efforts and tenacity in working through the issues to deliver the finished, fully configured gateway. Full connectivity to other D-Star repeaters and gateways, as well as the reflectors, XRF and DCS reflectors, is now once more available. Please try out the updated repeater gateway, and if you encounter any issues, please send an email to vk5rwn.dstar@gmail.com. So what else is happening in AREC? This month we have our regular monthly meeting being held on Friday, April the 17th. The theme this month is Software-Defined Radio, an amateur radio-focused introduction, which is being presented by Jeremy VK5CIA. This meeting will once more be held at the Fulham Community Centre off Phelps Court in Fulham. The doors will open at 7pm, and at 7:30pm we will hold a short special general meeting, followed by the main presentation. More information will be available on the AREG website. Finally, shortly, AREG will open volunteer registrations for the River Paddling Marathon 200 event 2026. This is a call out to both new and past participants to consider registering to participate in the RPM 200, which will be held in the Riverland over the June long weekend. Please give some thought to coming along, sitting by the banks of the mighty Murray River, counting paddlers and enjoying mixing amateur radio with the great outdoors once more. On a serious note, without volunteers, this event simply cannot happen, so please give it some thought. Further details will be made available shortly on the AREG website. Well, that's all from me this week. Remember, radio is magic, and I hope to see you on the air again next week. 73 from Grant, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.